It's 2 in the morning and I'm woken up to the yells and cries coming out of my mother's mouth. I get up from my bed and come out of my room into my sister's to check if they're asleep, but they're not. The screaming must have woken them up too. The three of us walk into the room, her hair fell through her face as she looked towards the floor, screaming in agony, and I couldn't do anything but question why. My uncle lived with us at a time. It was a house of 6, well, 7. My sisters came in and Valentina, who are both younger, my mom, dad, and my uncle, my dog Lady too. Mom was 15 and my dad 16 when they started dating. They got married young and got pregnant soon after. I had always seen us as a happy family. I had always looked forward to spending time with them, and I had always wanted to be like them up until this point. Everything seemed to go wrong in a matter of minutes. I walked into the room with my mother on the floor yelling and crying, my uncle trying to hold my mom up, and my dad trying to help. My mom was begging for my dad to get away from her. My father only offered to help her on her feet, but she didn't waste time in making it clear she didn't need him. Why didn't she want the help of the one that's been by her side for 13 years? My mom finally reaches a point where she's able to stand on her own. My dad hugged me as tight as he could. "I'm sorry. Everything will be okay," he said. I nodded my head in disbelief. My uncle leaves, and I then hug my mom and ask about what's wrong. She said everything is fine, but nothing was fine. My mom led my sisters to the room with my dad's phone in her hand. She stays in the room with them. My dad asks if I will stay with him. I say yes. I lay in their bed and try to sleep, but the water in my eyes won't let me, so I pretend. From this moment on, 12-year-old me couldn't comprehend when my parents were no longer laying in bed together, why my mom couldn't look at him without shedding a tear. Months pass and the arguing continues. You see, I think I did a pretty good job blocking those memories from my brain, as I can't remember any specific arguments from this moment on. All I can recall are footsteps walking towards the room door and quietly closing it. I can still hear the loud whispers that they tried so hard to cover. I became so used to the sound of arguing that I don't remember what they would fight about, until the day that they called my sisters and I downstairs to talk to us. My sisters and I looked at each other and giggled. The three of us walked downstairs. We stood by the table where my parents were sitting. I couldn't see my dad's eye. I could see my dad's eyes tear up. "Your mom and I have been arguing," which I knew. "We've been having a hard time." I knew that too. My mom never said a word. She didn't seem to care about what he was telling us. That infuriated me, and tears began streaming down my face. My dad let my sisters and I know he no longer wanted to keep hurting my mom. He no longer wanted to see her cry. He asked us if we wanted him to leave. We all said no and cried together. He promised us he wouldn't leave us, that he'd continue to try to make it work for us. At this point in my life, everything seemed out of place. I felt imbalanced. I couldn't choose between spending more time with my mom or with my dad. I felt insecure about each syllable that came out of my mouth. I felt lonely. I lost myself, getting caught up in replaying their arguments in my head. The levels of serotonin in my brain were as low as the point my parents were at, and I couldn't get them to raise. My self-confidence dropped lower than the lack of dopamine in my brain that wouldn't let me sit in silence or in the dark, because then too many thoughts would come along. It is now 2016. Many other conflicts have arisen, but my parents continue to stay together. I didn't know why. Of course, I wanted to have a complete family, but that didn't seem like a possibility anymore. Things had eased down, but somehow escalated at the same time. It got to a point where the arguing stopped, but only because they no longer spoke to each other. They found loopholes in their communication around their relationship. The communicating happened through me. My mother would tell me something to ask my dad. My dad would ask me to clarify something with my mom. I was now in the middle of it. It was now my fault if I wasn't clear enough with who I was giving the message to. It was now on me if I misunderstood something or if I didn't deliver the message on time. It was like the package had to be delivered in under 24 hours, but they didn't have to pay the fee. Instead, I did. Instead, it was me that had to carry the weight of letting them down. I couldn't give up on it so easily, though. I mean, how could I? My parents seemed fine. There was no arguing, no tears swimming down any cheeks. If I could keep it this way for long enough, maybe time would help heal, but this didn't last long. The arguing started again, and it seemed like once they started, they would never stop. I tried not to listen in on their conversation, but God, those walls are so thin. I would try to distract myself, I would take a shower, draw, watch some TV, but the whispers seemed to follow. I've never been good at expressing myself. Stuff I felt or things I wanted to say never made sense, not even to me. I didn't know how to think about the situation, much less how to put it into words. I needed to, though. I couldn't go on like this much longer. I've never felt confident in sharing my feelings, and I've only met very few people that made me comfortable enough to even try. I'd recently found someone to talk to. I'd found someone that would listen to my rambles no matter how crazy they sounded or how little sense they made. I was comfortable enough to go to them when I felt like crying or when I needed some advice. He would be there for hours at a time, listening to what I pictured to be my feelings. 12,671 rants later, I realized that I began to blame myself for my parents' issues. The more I thought about the situation, the more connections I was able to find between their issues and myself. I wanted to know that it wasn't on me, and though hearing the words, "it's not your fault," warmed my heart, they were not sufficient to relieve the guilt I felt. I appreciated it, though. I liked the feeling of being comforted when I needed help. It felt just like when my parents would hug me and wipe away the tears from my cheek when I was younger. I had now found the same feeling in someone else. It was no longer my mom who was able to calm me down. It was no longer my dad who was able to make me laugh. This felt okay. I was no longer depending on them to care about how I felt. I no longer felt lonely when they were too busy arguing to notice who they were hurting. The things seemed to change, the whispers, quiet door slams, one parent sleeping elsewhere, but I felt okay. I learned to differentiate their husband-wife relationship from my parent-child relationship. I don't know if it was the distance that was making me feel better, perhaps the wall I put up, or was it the distractions I created for myself. December of 2016. My parents remained the same way. We had been wanting to go on a quick family trip to San Francisco. My sisters and I were excited to finally go on a trip together, but that didn't last long enough. My mom let us know she wouldn't be able to come with us. She had to work and couldn't take the day off. It wasn't really a family trip anymore if the whole family wasn't there. My sisters and I had a good drive up. We listened to music, ate snacks, and took lots of naps. After spending a couple of days in San Francisco visiting Pier 39, Fisherman's Wharf, and the Full House, we drove back home. We got off at the store next to the gas station and picked out what we wanted. We got backed into the car and were about to leave. My dad took a long pause before turning the car on. He had a worried look to his face. He looked at me, then to the back seats where my sisters were. He hadn't even said his first word when my vision went blurry and I felt a tear come down my face. I knew what this was going to be about. "Did you guys like the trip?" My sisters and I said yes, obviously. "Your mom and I haven't been able to fix our issues," he continued. "I've tried everything, I promise. It's just that nothing is working." I knew my dad had poured his whole heart into trying to make this work. "Your mom has just had enough, and I'm honestly tired of trying." Hearing this ripped my heart out, but I understood. He told us he could no longer see my mom crying. "I think it would be better for all of us if your mother and I went our own ways." I couldn't quite understand what was going on. It seemed like all of these things were planned to go up to destroy me. He knew what he said crushed my sisters and I, but he also knew he had to tell us. My dad continues on to say that he promised to never stop taking us to trips like this one. He said he would never leave our lives and he'd continue to be there for us, always. To my neurons firing all at once, my receptors couldn't take it. Was something wrong with me, with my brain? All of this information was getting wrapped in my head and I couldn't help but blame myself. If I wouldn't have been alive, maybe it would be easier for them to go their own ways. Maybe their issues wouldn't have even occurred, or if they did, they wouldn't have a reason to stay together. My dad turns the car on, he tells us he loves us, and we drive away. We arrive home. At this point, I've gotten everything out of my system. I told him everything my dad said and all the thoughts that came along. He assured me that things would only get better. He said maybe it was time for them to part their ways, that maybe this is what I needed to move on. I chose to believe this was true. I wanted it to be. To this day, my parents are still together. I don't know if their relationship has gotten any better or worse, but I know I have gotten better. I've come to understand that I cannot fix someone else's issues no matter how close they are to me. I have days where I get upset and nights where I can't sleep because the thought of not being a complete family tears me apart. I still have doubts about stuff that I found out by myself during this process. I still don't understand why we can't just move on from this issue. I still blame myself at times, but I always go back to what I know to be true. I know I will always be their daughter. I will always have a mom and dad. I will always have a friend to lean on, to cry to, and to care for me. I will still have myself to show that I may fall apart, but I will always come back together. I don't know how much longer this will go on, and I know either way the situation goes, it'll be hard. But I know when I push through it, it'll get better. As he promised.